On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me in studio right now. Actor, singer, and the host of Harry, Mr. Harry Connick Jr. How are you, man?
How you doing, Mario?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
Right on. Thanks for coming in. And your Halloween episode this week, you were the Day of the Dead sort of zombie deal, right? How would you describe it?
I call it Bayou Wizard.
There you go.
Like a Louisiana Bayou thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That how much work did that take? How long
was
that?
Didn't take me any work. I just sat in a chair for about an hour. But no, my makeup artist, Cass, did it, and it was fun, man. I just kind of let her go and do her thing, and it's pretty awesome.
You mentioned Bayou. I'm a huge fan of your hometown in New Orleans and the area down there. Recently worked on NCIS New Orleans.
So
spent some time. Came back about 7 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
I always say this. The food is the best ever. And you know this because anywhere you go outside of the country, you can get good Italian, you can get good Chinese. You can't get like that good Cajun anywhere else, right? Only in that area.
You're right. You know, it's funny. So being from New Orleans, I make a lot of food that I grew up with. And even though I live in the Northeast, there's something about the water, I think. That's the only thing I could figure out. Because even if you make something simple like gumbo or red beans and rice, it doesn't quite taste the same. And I think it might be the water.
I think so. That's why New York has those good bagels and all.
Yeah, exactly.
Water up there. Oh, gum, I love me a good gumbo. See? I'm hungry right now. Yeah. So my mouth started watering right there. So are you having a good time on the show?
It's so fun. It's really great. I have my band there, so we're playing music all the time. I'm singing. We're doing comedy. Justin and Eric Stangle, who used to be at Late Show with David Letterman, they were his executive producers.
Right,
they're with me now. And we're just having a party every day.
Yeah, and you're mixing it up, too. Aside from singing and dancing, you're doing some cooking?
We're doing a little
bit
of everything.
Cooking, a little surfing?
That wasn't my choice.
Yeah, some skits? A little everything.
Yeah, what I wanted to do was a show that felt like a party in the middle of the day. And, you know, when you go to a party, you don't really know what's going to happen. So unless, like, if you came on the show, I would know everything I needed to know about you and if you were plugging something or that's just my homework. But everything else, I'm kind of learning with the audience for the first time. So they do this thing called Harry Tries where I try all this different stuff. And I had to ride a mechanical bull the other day. Stuff like that, what I'm not expecting.
Right.
So it's fun.
That is fun. Is there anything they've pitched that you've refused to do?
Well, I don't know about it until I'm on the air doing it. So I'm literally fine. It's too late.
Got it.
I'll tell them after the show.
And I like that your band takes requests, right?
Well, so we're doing this thing called Harry's Take, which is my take on any song that the audience can submit. So they're sending stuff into my Facebook page, into harrytv.com, and they'll suggest tunes from any era, and we're going to start doing that. And I'm excited about it because not a lot of the tunes are songs that I would have thought of immediately.
Right. Like, so what are some of the songs you've been getting?
Well, like, you know that song, The Weight by the band? That's one. Like tunes like Lean On Me, just great tunes. That new Lady Gaga tune, Ayo, all kinds of songs.
All kinds of genres.
Yeah, and I like that because my band is super versatile, and being from New Orleans, we played all kinds of music. So it's nice to see people thinking about how I would sing a tune that you wouldn't expect me to sing.
I'm a big fan of the big band and the standards.
Yes,
yeah,
cool
got
stuff.
It on the Sirius on number 50 right there with Sinatra. So it's the best, man, especially seeing it live.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's a lot of fun. So what are some of the things coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have something I'm excited about called Triple Threat, which is back in the old days, and even now, but especially in the old days, entertainers really did more than one thing. They were singers, dancers, actors.
You have real talent back in the day.
Well, I think you still have real talent. It's just it's not as required as much anymore to use all of those different types of talents.
Yeah.
So I want to find the greatest triple threat that America has to offer. So we're having people send in to either my Facebook page or to harrytv.com if they can do three or more of these five skills: singing, dancing, playing an instrument, a special skill like
juggling
or acrobatics acting. If they can do 3, 4, or 5 of those, we want them to send in their tapes, and we're going to have a competition, and the winner wins $10,000 on the show.
I want to sign in.
Yes, sign in.
Sign in,
you're
man.
Triple threat,
right
man.
Yeah, I think I can do a couple of those stuff. A few of those things.
You're darn right.
Oh, that's cool. And then you get to showcase people, and they get to win some money.
That's exactly right.
Nice. I know you guest hosted on the Today Show. Did you like that?
That was fun. That was a good time. The thing about the Today Show is that they do a lot of the stuff for you. So you go, and everything is very, very scripted, and it's really fun. You're working with some great talent over there, and they have a lot of segments that are so things that I wouldn't have normally done.
Right.
Whereas on my show, it's really like a party, and the people are dancing and screaming, and it's a live audience, so it's different than the Today Show. But those people at the Today Show have been so nice to me for so many years. It's a ball doing that.
Yeah, and it's live, you know, when you're getting done.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's another fun
that's
thing.
That's right.
Now, you recently hosted the Louisiana Rising Benefit Concert. Tell me about that.
Well, Baton Rouge had some terrible flooding not long ago. Not only Baton Rouge, but some other places.
I was
Louisiana.
There during that time, actually.
Oh, were you filming down there?
We were filming down there during that time.
Man,
it didn't hit New Orleans too bad, though.
No, not this time.
Yeah.
But this time, Baton Rouge especially got hit. So it was a benefit to raise some money for the flood victims down there. So I was
very
happy
cool.
to help out if I could.
Very cool. And do you go back for the holidays, or what are you planning on, like, for Christmas and Thanksgiving?
It depends on the holiday. Like, I just got off the phone with my dad. He wants to come up to see me in the Northeast for Thanksgiving. And we'll probably stay home around this Christmas time. But I'm in New Orleans probably once every 6 weeks anyway, just to go down and see my dad, see my family on his side.
So the family's still down
there
and stuff.
Yeah.
So how did you not, because it's funny, because the folks in New Orleans, actually in the city, I found they don't really have the accent too much. Mm. It's outside of the city, right? Some New Orleans, they actually almost sound kind of New York-y sometimes,
you're
right?
Am I hearing it wrong? You're right. In fact, a lot of people think that I'm from Brooklyn, and I think it has to do with, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of your listeners, but there were a group of nuns, I think they were Irish nuns, way, way back in the day that spent some time in Brooklyn and ended up, there was a connection with New Orleans. So a lot of people think that the New Orleanian accent is somewhat Brooklynese.
Huh.
But when you go outside of New Orleans, then you get into more of a Cajun accent.
I love that. They talk like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly.
Suck the head out of damn dead crawfish.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
Oh, you like that? Well, I had my ex was from Brobridge, Louisiana.
Is that right?
So I spent a lot of time down there.
Wow, so you know about that.
I miss the food more than I miss her. Poor thing. That might not make air, and I say that with all due respect right there. Yeah, no, it's a good time. Very Catholic down there.
Yeah.
I like what the parish is.
No, that's going to make the air. Yeah, that's going to make the air.
What was that?
That's going to make the air.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. She shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
We'll do that. All right, Harry, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions,
sure.
Quick answers, all right? Song you wish you wrote.
Oh man. I guess there's an old song called Stardust. That's a very beautiful song. I would have liked to have written that.
Who wrote it?
Hoagy Carmichael was the guy who wrote it, yeah.
Well, now I want to look that up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Frasier, please. I want to hear that.
On it.
TV Guilty Pleasure.
The Exorcist.
The TV show or the movie?
The TV show.
I haven't seen it. Is it good? Because that's one of my favorite movies.
The lead in that is going to be a guest on my show. So I've been watching it to brush up on it. And I love that kind of stuff anyway. And it's very well done.
Yeah, that is very, it has that vibe.
Yeah.
And the whole Catholic, yes. Yeah. Dream guest for your show?
My daughter wants Justin Bieber to come on. So until he comes on, that's the only dream guest I have. But I was thinking Tina Turner might be really great.
That'd be cool.
You know, because she's kind of mysterious. I think she lives in Europe, doesn't she?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
heard
so that would be pretty
fun.
Cool to have her on.
You guys can jam out. How many kids you got? Three?
Three girls.
Three girls.
Yeah.
What are their ages now?
20, 19, and 14.
20, 19, and 14.
My 14-year-old's all about the Biebs.
They're all about the Biebs.
Yeah.
Have you met him yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've met him a few times.
He's nice.
Super nice kid, man.
He's a nice kid.
Really nice guy.
And the 20-year-old, is she in school right now?
She actually works for me. She wants to be a director and a film editor. So
awesome.
She works on my show shooting digital media and editing a lot of stuff for online content. Yeah, it's cool.
So four women in the house growing up, I mean, did it teach you more patience or did it try your patience?
You know, I just kind of sit around and stay quiet and keep my ears open and try to learn what I can. You know, it's kind of cool. When I was growing up, I always wanted to know what girls thought, you know, because when you're trying to meet girls or you want to ask a girl out on a date, you would die to know what they're thinking because they'll never really tell you.
Now
what
you
they
know
think.
It all too well, I bet.
Well, it's amazing to hear the female perspective all the time. I've learned a lot. I did learn that women, I think, in general, are a lot smarter than men. And are much more communicative. They talk about things a lot more. I love it, man. I'm happy, you know, with my girls.
Yeah, no, I got one. I got one of each. Hopefully we'll get lucky with a third. We'll see. But it was another little girl. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, man. It would be probably Farrah Fawcett, I guess. I'm a 70s kid.
That's a good one.
She was the real deal.
And last one, time travel destination.
You know, I wouldn't mind going back to the time of Christ. I would love to see what that would be like. Either that or going to...
Like around the crucifixion or around Bethlehem time?
Somewhere in the middle.
During those 30 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
But like, it would also... You ever wonder what it was like out here in L.A. like 300 years ago and like, or 200 years ago, what it was like and what it looked like. I would love to see some cities that we know now, like New York or New Orleans before, you know, man came over and did what he did.
Yeah, I know. That'd be fascinating to visit for a while. Yeah. Right.
How about you?
Yeah. You know, I've always, you say you're a child of the '70s. I've always just wanted to go back to that era in the '70s. Ironically,
yeah.
The way I'm dressed right here. Yeah, Saturday Night Fever. But just kind of hang out in that New York Club 54 scene. And I love the music.
That's amazing.
I love the music. I love the fashion and stuff. Yeah. So just for like a week, you went all deep on me biblical, but I'd like to do that too as a strong second choice.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good. Can you imagine? Second choice.
Well, no, when you Catholic, forgive me.
When you end up with the pearly gates, it's like, Mario, I just want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You choose 1975 over hanging out with me.
I don't want to disrupt anything, though.
You just did.
Oh, God. I got to go to confession. Harry makes me feel all guilty. Well, listen, you can check out Harry Monday through Friday. Check your local listings for times, and you can follow him on Twitter at Harry Connick Jr. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, man. Mario. Good talking to you, man.
You too, buddy. On with Mario Lopez.